This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? Join us right now, as he does every week, on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is your head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter LaViolette. Caps right now atop the Metropolitan, 16-4-6. 38 points, that's pretty good there, Coach. You got to be very pleased with the nice start.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. I mean, I think under the circumstances, it's good. We're happy to be there.
Coach LaViolette, happy belated birthday to you. Coach LaViolette celebrated his birthday yesterday. Any special plans? Did you go out to dinner with your wife? How did the birthday unfold for you on an off day?
So typically, I always find like I'm on the road and in a game. So it kind of goes by the board, you know. But we actually had a day off, which was pretty cool. And we went down in the city and just walked around a little bit. And then we went to the Trump Hotel and we had dinner there. And it was really pretty cool. It was beautiful. It was set up for Christmas and it was just really nice in the lobby. It was great.
Nice. Now, big time right there.
You haven't lived in D.C. your whole life, obviously. I don't know if you live in D.C. or in Virginia. I'm not sure where you make your home. But are you as confused by the D.C. setup of the city as far as, like, the streets? I mean, I've lived here my whole life, and I despise driving in D.C. because it doesn't make any sense. There's always construction. The road, the setup grid makes no sense whatsoever. Are you confounded by the way D.C. is set up, and does it tilt you to drive in D.C.?
So I don't drive in D.C. that much. I live in Arlington, so I go from Arlington, and everything runs out of the facility here in Arlington, so I don't get down into the city that much. Somebody showed me a couple times how to get from my house two different ways down to the rink, and that's about what I know. So the grids and all that you're talking about, my wife might have a little better idea. She's been down there walking around a little bit more than I have. But my routine is pretty set here. And so I live near the MedStar complex. And so I drive a couple minutes to work, and then I drive to the Dulles Airport, and then I drive to the D.C. rink. And that's about it.
Perfect.
You know what makes you learn quicker is your kids. Because when your kids are in school and they have friends and they have sporting events and they got to go here and they got to go there, you learn outside of where you have to go, or at least where I have to go on a daily basis. And my kids haven't been here, and so my knowledge of even Arlington is pretty limited. So I'm learning.
So, Coach, you got the overtime monkey off your back with the shootout win over the Ducks. It had to feel good to be rewarded with 2 points for all of the extra hockey that the fellas have been playing so far this season. It had to feel good.
Especially after last week when we were so pissed off when he was on the show,
Yeah. It was just funny the way it went down last week. My wife caught me on the way down the stairs when I said, I'm not talking about it. And she said, well, what happened? I said, and then you guys, same thing. It was good.
Yeah.
The overtime, this is my take on overtime. Like, I don't think that we played well enough in overtime to have been successful. Like, what I see and what's going on is just we haven't we haven't done the right things to win a game. The last couple games, we've done enough things to hang in there and be okay in it. And so we didn't lose, and, you know, they end up going to a shootout. And, you know, once you go into the breakaways and the shootout, anything can happen. But we've still got to get better at that. Like, we've still got to do a better job with some of the decisions that we make inside of overtime, because there is some basic rules that go into it just by how teams score goals and how they don't give up goals. And we've got to do a better job with that. But I will say that in most of the games that we went into overtime with, I thought we played well enough to win the game in regulation. So they, I don't know, it's kind of mixed. Like, I'm happy about the way we played up until overtime. Like, I thought we did better things in the opposition, but we ended up going into overtime. We didn't do what we needed to do. So
right. We're
still working on it. We still got to get better at it.
Can you explain to us the sort of just the neophytes, like what are sort of the keys when you play in overtime that are different from regulation?
Well, I think, you know, the whole thing about overtime is puck possession. If you think about it, so one, the faceoffs are really important. Like, you got to have the puck. Once you notice somebody has the puck, if they're smart with the way they play the game, they can have the puck for a minute or 2 minutes, and you constantly look for an advantage in the attack of what you're trying to do in overtime. And if you don't like the advantage, then you need to get out of the situation you're in and kind of pull back and look for something different. You know, it has to do with making sure that you understand where you're going to get caught with odd man numbers coming back the other way and making sure you're defending that. And so we've been beating some odd man rushes. Like, teams have scored goals on odd man rushes. And so that's on us for putting us in those situations. You know, it goes as simple as to the passes you make. Are they good passes? Are they into traffic? Are they, is it a good shot selection? Does the shot actually have a chance of scoring a goal? And so there's lots of things that we talk about and we show, and we're just trying to get better at it. So we need to get better at it.
Joined by Peter Laviolette, Washington Capitals head coach. You know, if you look at your goalie tandem of Vanecek and Samsonov, and if you're a Rube and you just look at their records, Vanecek's 4-3-5. Sammy's 11-1-1. You would think, okay, Vanecek may be struggling, but you look at the numbers, save percentage for Vanecek's .905. For Sammy, it's .916. Goals against for Vanecek's 2.56. For Sammy, it's 2.42. Similar numbers. Here's the number that jumps out. The goal differential is much higher when Sammy's in net. Goals for are 57-37. He's +20. Vanecek's just a +4. So they're both playing at a pretty close level, but
the boys are
scoring more for Sammy when he's in net.
Yeah, I don't know how to factor that into a decision on who I'm going to start. Mm-hmm. Other than, you know, Vitek, I think, did a good job through training camp and came out, and he got maybe more of the starts at the beginning of the year, and then, you know, lately Sammy's done a good job. He had the three shutouts, and, you know, the wins are going in the column, and so we've been a little bit heavier on Samsonov, you know, for the last few weeks. But I still think it's important that both goaltenders stay sharp. We've got two young guys in there, and so, you know, we're looking at a situation coming up here where we got back-to-back, and so you know that they're both going to play. We're probably not going to play both goalies in the back-to-back, and so Vitek will get back in there. There's still a lot of confidence in what he does too, and you're right, the numbers are close. We just, for whatever reason, we've scored a little bit more when Sammy's been in the net.
Who's the quirkiest of the two goalies? Because I was at the Blue Jackets game and Sammy was in net, and I noticed that, you know, like in breaks in the action, he would skate out of the crease, and he'd like gesture to himself and talk to himself kind of when he had some downtime. Who has more superstitions? Who's quirkier between the two netminders?
You know, I've seen. I know what you're talking about. I've seen goaltenders that are in their game and in their zone, and it appears quirky or whatever they're doing. I don't think either one of our guys are really too far off the chart with what they're doing. They're both pretty level headed, down to earth guys. I know what you're talking about. They have a routine. They jump. They shake. They wiggle. They touch a post. They come out. They talk. They start. I know what you're talking about. I don't see our guys doing too much of that. You see it more from our players and our forwards getting jazzed up before they go out on the ice for a game, and what they do. You see Oshie sometimes, and Ovi is pretty pretty funny, and you know they're just getting ready for a game. But the goalies are not too much going on there.
So Pittsburgh comes in Friday night, correct?
Yeah.
That's always a big one, obviously. Pittsburgh's been, I'm just looking at their schedule, they've won 7 of their last 9, so they're pretty hot. You guys obviously are one of the best home teams in the league. You've gotten points in 13 of 14 at home. So kind of handicap this matchup with Pittsburgh.
You know, we played them once earlier in the year. I think it was Sidney's first game back, Crosby's first game back. And I remember they were frustrated with the way that they were playing. And I think teams know when they're playing the game the right way and doing things the right way. And since that game happened, they went on a tear. That's where they might be, I don't know what you said, 7 wins out of 9 or whatever right. It was. And so for me, they are now a really hard team to play against, just the way they're playing the game. And when we're on our game, I believe that we're a hard team to play against. We're defending really hard, and the battle level is high, and the compete level is high, and the game is fast, and we do things fast. That's where they're at right now. And so I always, you know, I understand the games when Pittsburgh, whenever we play them, they're going to be at a different level. And our guys, I think, have a good understanding of that now as well after playing them. Well, they're in our division anyway, but, you know, Nets playing them 8 times last year and only staying inside your division, you really get a feel for that. And so it'll be one of those games. It'll be the team that competes the hardest probably has the best chance.
Coach, I'm not going to tell you how to run your film session, but maybe because I remember, I do remember that last matchup with the Pens. That was when, I believe, Sid put Fairvari right into the boards, and there was no call from the refs. So yeah. Maybe that goes on a loop for the boys before the game.
You sound fired up about it. You want into the room for
it? He wants a little piece of it.
Oh, I'd love
it. You want the guys for 5 minutes to get them going? You pull out your best
that'd
speech.
Be fantastic. I'd be flying
pull out your best speech and get them going?
Be amazing.
Back in the day, we did that for George Mason basketball, and they made a Final Four run.
Yeah,
that's
you know,
true.
We
gave him a pep talk. No, but I don't think the guys are going to need reminders.
They know. Yeah. They're well aware.
All right, it'll be a great one.
The motivation tactic of the junkies. I love it.
Yep. Hey, listen, Coach, we really appreciate it. Keep it going.
See you guys. Have a good morning.
All right, happy buddy. Birthday again.
Yep, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yep.
He's just a couple years older than us, right?
I think he's 57. Mm-hmm. I think he just turned 57, yeah.
All right, 6 years old.
We're contemporaries,
right?
I would say.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the NFL. Junkies Blitz here on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.